Now here's the sound of a bunch of scientists celebrating.
And altimeter data confirms that Ingenuity has performed its first flight, the first flight of a powered aircraft on another planet.
Earlier this week, these NASA employees managed to pull off the first ever flight on another planet. The aircraft, the 4-pound solar-powered helicopter called Ingenuity, the planet Mars. Clara Moskowitz is a senior editor at Scientific American, where she covers space and physics. Clara, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why fly a helicopter on Mars? Help us understand the significance of this achievement.
Well, not only is it just an amazing technical feat, it's actually really hard to do this for a lot of reasons, but it also gives you a whole other dimension to be able to study Mars. So, you know, we've studied Mars from the surface with our rovers, and now we get to fly above in the air and scope out where we want the rovers to go, look at the terrain and the rocks and the features from a totally new angle and perspective that we've really never had before. So this is exciting stuff.
Now, all the variables we have when it comes to flight on Earth, or many of them anyway, are different on Mars. Gravity, the amount of air. Can you talk about the challenges of just making something fly in a reliable way on Mars as opposed to Earth?
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing about Mars is that it barely has an atmosphere. Its atmosphere is 99% less dense than Earth's. And that's, you know, what we use to fly on Earth. So it's really hard to do this on Mars. And this copter had to be designed with much larger rotor blades that go much faster in order to make use of the very thin atmosphere that there is on Mars. And then you also have to imagine that there's a time delay between Earth and Mars. So we can't just use a joystick to steer this thing in real time. You have to send it all of its instructions ahead of time, because you only get the message back minutes later about what's happened there. You can't kind of direct it. So a lot of things had to go just right for them to pull this off.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was really curious about that. I knew with the time delay, like, how could you control it in real time? So the entire flight is what, pre-programmed?
Exactly. Pre-programmed, downloaded into the helicopter as a software package ahead of time. So it has success or it fails all on its own, and we only find out about it afterward.
That has got to be a nail biter for the team making that program, right? If something goes wrong, there's no fixing it in the process.
Exactly. I mean, and that's really the case with everything we do on Mars, with the amazing landing of the Perseverance rover that this helicopter traveled with. You know, they had to program every step of that process ahead of time and then just hope that each sequential step went as planned, because if any of them didn't, it was far too late to send alternate instructions.
What do we know about how often Ingenuity is going to fly and how long it's going to fly?
So Ingenuity is just a test mission. Its really only goal is to show that we can do this on Mars. So it will probably make up to 4 more test flights, in the next month or so. And that's really all it's designed to do. But the fact that this is working so well means that you should definitely expect to see another copter on Mars in the future or on other planets in the future. This was what they call a technology demonstration, just to see if it's even worth pursuing. And it looks like it is.
Talking to Clara Moskowitz, senior editor at Scientific American, about Ingenuity, the helicopter that NASA has successfully flown on Mars. Now, Clara, it is a test flight, but it does have a camera, right? We are getting at least some images from Ingenuity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is really exciting because it can take images of the Martian surface, of course, but it can also take images of Perseverance, which we love to see, that the rover's doing great, that it's looking good. And so it's nice that they can keep eyes on each other.
I understand this is part of a bigger mission. Ultimately, NASA is hoping to bring samples from Mars back to Earth at some point in the future. That sounds like a many-step process. What kind of things are they looking forward to be able to do that?
Exactly. So this mission is really the first step in that very exciting prospect, because everything that we've learned on Mars so far has taken place on Mars. All of the studies have been made there in situ. And, what we would really love to do is get our hands on some Martian dirt and bring it back to world-class laboratories on Earth, where we can use every instrument imaginable to test these things in every possible way, you know, to touch them and feel them and see them with our eyes. It would be a huge step forward for science. But it's very hard to do, you know, so this mission is trying to collect the samples, and then it's going to be a whole other future mission that will have to go gather them from Perseverance and return them to Earth. So it's a multi-year, multi-step process, but we hope that we will be able to do this.
And we know a lot about Mars at this point, and we know that we don't know a lot about Mars at this point. With Perseverance and with Ingenuity and its hopeful descendants, the future flights on Mars, what are some of the big questions we're hoping to answer now?
Well, the ultimate question, right, is there life on Mars? We still don't know the answer to that. We've been exploring our neighbor planet, you know, for many years now, but we haven't been able to tell whether there's any living things there. And we have reason to think that there might be, because throughout Mars's past, it's been a very different planet. It's definitely had a lot of water. It's definitely had the kind of temperatures and conditions that we think life needs in the past, although it doesn't seem to be habitable right now, at least on the surface. But there's a lot we don't know. And we wonder, you know, we want to learn about the history of Mars, of Mars's water, and we want to learn about the history of Mars's habitability. And we ultimately want to know, you know, are we alone here in the universe, or could there be microbes just right next door in space?
Now, we've flown Ingenuity. I'm not taking any credit here. We humans have flown Ingenuity on Mars. Now, it seems like this is something we might be able to do on other planets or maybe moons at some point, but it seems like then it's going to be a whole new engineering challenge each time, because each one is going to have its own atmosphere and gravity. Does Ingenuity point the way toward flying things elsewhere, or is that pretty far off the table right now?
It definitely does, but we're far more advanced in all areas of Martian exploration than we are with any other planets. You know, Mars is right next door, and Mars has conditions that make it easier to send vehicles to than even Venus, our other next door planet. You know, there's a lot harsher conditions in other places, but ultimately we'd like to explore farther out, because Mars isn't the only planet that looks like it may have been or might even be habitable. You know, some of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn are very, very intriguing. And I could see a helicopter would come in very handy. But the conditions at these other places, like you said, are very, very different. So this was a baby step, an important first step. And now they're going to look at, well, now that we know it's possible, now that we know how to do it at Mars, let's look at how to do it in these other places too.
Now, getting back to Perseverance and Ingenuity, we, as you said, just a few more test flights for Ingenuity. Going to be a long time before we have more flights on Mars, then a long time before we get those samples. So for Perseverance itself, what are you most curious about? What are you excited about for what we could learn from what we have there right now in Perseverance?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. This is the most powerful tool we've ever had on the Red Planet. It's got, you know, beefed up instruments, every kind of tool that we could hope for, and the latest technology. And it's traveling in a new place in Mars that we have never been. So we have a lot of potential to learn more about the geology, about the conditions there, and especially about whether there are any signs that there used to be life, whether we see any signs that microbes have made an impact on the surface of Mars. So Perseverance is going to be looking for biosignatures, which is what we call any of those signs that we think could really only have been made by life. And it's got, you know, it's got a drill, it's got cameras, it's got microphones for recording sounds there. It's the next best thing to being able to send humans. And so I think we're going to be able to see Mars in a whole new light and really possibly get more of those tantalizing answers to the big question about whether there could be life there.
Clara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Clara Moskowitz, senior editor at Scientific American, where she covers space and physics. She joined us for a look at the successful flight of the Ingenuity helicopter on Mars.